What's up, Fandom Night, episode 35, Sario Says, The Firing.
What's up, everybody? Cesario Level here. Basically, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to bring back an old show of mine referred to as Sario Says. Now, Sario Says, for anybody who paid attention to my actual YouTube channel, which was called Sario Says, now it's just my own personal channel, Seth Level. It basically used to be a depression stream, and what it would allow me to do is I would sit down, get on PlayStation, play a game, stream it to the channel. I even moved over to Twitch at one point in time, hoping maybe I'd get more followers off of Twitch. There was next to nobody really paying attention or commenting or really saying anything, so I just kind of gave up on it. And lately I've had a lot of stuff going on in my life, and unfortunately with everybody's schedules being the way that they are, I haven't really been able to sit down with the guys and record a What's Up. So, because we haven't been able to do that, I figured, you know what, there are days when I don't have time to sit down and watch a show, or review something, I don't have time to sit and play a game, or really do anything, which, I'm saying I don't have time when technically I do, it's just I don't really have anything to say, because it's nothing really that important, but, I don't know, I figure it'll be an excuse for me, anytime I don't have anything to review, to come in here and sit down and talk with everybody and figure out, you know, what's going on type of thing. And I don't mean everybody is in the group. I mean talk with you guys and figure out what's going on, what issues actually matter to you guys. And at the same time, just kind of get stuff off my chest so that way then I've got basically a decent amount of stuff that we could still put up on the channel itself, so that way then you guys can keep on listening to What's Up. Because, you know, like I said, we've got the movie, I do the movie reviews and, like, TV show reviews, and I might be moving into music reviews, possibly. You know, it's just a way for us to, as a community, sit down and bullshit. And I guess the first thing I gotta say is, holy hell, I must have screwed up shaving because I have an ingrown hair growing on my neck and it's starting to drive me crazy now that I know it's there. But, like I said, you know, everybody's dealing with their own schedules. You know, Bill has his daughter, so there's a lot of time he doesn't have a chance to sit down and talk with everybody. He's on third shift, so while he's up and about at, you know, between 5 o'clock in the afternoon and like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, not everybody's up and moving at that point in time, so we can't really get stuff done. Our disembodied voice actually just bought a house. You know, Bill's getting a house, so there was the whole moving situation and then getting everything settled. Both of them are getting married soon. So, I mean, like I said, it's just, you know, personal stuff. You know, Scott's dealing with a job hunt, which I'm going to talk about my own personal stuff on that here in a minute. And, you know, Shane got forced over at work. So he had to go into work on a Saturday, which for everybody who follows Sentai Review, you know full well, that's when we record those episodes, is on a Saturday when nobody has anything going on and we can all get together and actually, you know, record episodes. So I'm going to stop here. I'm going to throw it over to Bill. Bill's going to tell you how to get a hold of us. That way, then you guys can throw in your own topics. And then on top of throwing in your own topics, you know, you can tell me whether this is a good idea, bad idea. Good idea. Wearing protective padding while playing football. Bad idea. Anyway, sorry, I was watching Animaniacs the other day, so. But, like I said, you know, I'll throw it over to Bill. Bill can tell you how to get a hold of us if you don't know, if you're a new fan, anything like that. And like I said, you can tell me whether this is good, bad, somewhere in between. And I'm just going to shut up for a quick minute. So I'll be right back.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, now that all the business is out of the way and Bill's told you about the website and the email and everything and how to get a hold of us, like I said, I've been wanting to do a What's Up for a really long time, but the problem is we can't all get together. Like, almost everybody just wants to get together to record, you know, the Sentai episodes. Which is fine and dandy, because, you know, Sentai is one of our biggest shows. But at the same time, we all deal with our own shit. And it's a good idea for us to sit down and get it off of our chest. Plus, at the same time, it comes up with topics for, you know, other episodes that we might do. You know, something for Legacy of Gaming, you know, Scotty and I might talk about what we're doing with Ruxpin Abridged, or anything that we need to record for Jobber Wrestling Corner, which, speaking of which, I gotta get a hold of him, so that way then we can figure out a time sometime this weekend to get together to watch a pay-per-view that we missed like 2 weeks ago, because we figured that the next one would be a ways away, but both he and I have been busy dealing with our own shit, and a good portion of that for, you know, dealing with our own shit is, well, I got fired from work. It sucks. It was a really, really, really shitty thing that happened to me. But, I mean, it happened, like, almost a month, month and a half ago. So, I mean, it's been really fucking tough for me. Like, I've actually had to sit down and sell a bunch of my shit. So, when I got gas money and food money and cigarette money, because as you guys know me, I'm a heavy smoker, unfortunately. I wish I wasn't. One of the worst decisions I ever made in my entire fucking life, but it's a decision that was made, and not really much I can do about it other than attempt to quit or find cheaper alternatives, which even those are going to end up killing me in the end, so, oh well. Now, the circumstances around me being fired are as follows. I go to work, I'm sitting there, I'm dealing with a coworker I don't really like that much. She's like an uppity, prissy, like, you know, the fucking, I can do no wrong type of person. Everything I say is 100% absolute. You know, no matter what my opinion is, it's not an opinion, it's actual fact. And I was just trying to get through the day, and then as she's getting off register, one of my coworkers comes in and tells me something about I'm fucking up at work, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm just agitated, and then a customer comes in and they're trying to use their link card to buy a 5-hour energy. Now, for anybody who doesn't know what I'm saying, because we do have a lot of people in a lot of different states and a bunch of different countries, link card is Illinois' version of food stamps. It's usually referred to as EBT. Again, food stamps. It's basically, it's a government-run program where if you can't afford to buy food, the government will help you buy food. Now, the problem is the system itself was designed so you could go out and buy food. Like, you can't go to McDonald's and get a fucking cheeseburger. You could go to, like, an actual grocery store and buy, I don't know, frozen pizzas, corn dogs, you know, a pound of hamburger. Like, when I was with my ex, she had a 2-year-old kid working shit jobs, much like I was. Like, we actually both met working at the gas station I had worked at. And, you know, it was, you know, fucking, what was it? Minimum wage at the time was like 8¼ an hour. And to put it to you this way, it was 8¼ an hour, and gasoline was like $3 a gallon, somewhere around there. Like, it would usually float between like $2.75 and $3 a gallon. So basically, you would work an hour to get like a gallon's worth of gas and like a bag of potato chips and a drink for your lunch while you were at work type of thing. And I'm not talking like a small fun-sized bag, I'm talking like an actual big bag of potato chips, which would be almost your entire meal for the entire day. You know what I mean? So you get like a bag of Doritos and a gallon of gas and like a soda fountain, like a fountain soda, and then that's what you're eating and drinking all fucking day. You know what I mean? And like I said, that's off of 1 hour's worth of work. So it's not terrible, but then when you factor in rent, car insurance, you know, shit like that, it becomes a pain in the ass. So she had a link card to help her buy food, and then the food that she would buy would basically feed her and her two-year-old, well, at the time, two-year-old son. It's been a while, so now he's like 5, if I'm remembering it correctly, because while we were together, he had his 3rd birthday, and that's been like 2 years now. So I want to say at this point in time, via this recording, he's like 5 and a half, maybe. So, you know, we would go to like, there was actually like a meatpacking plant, where quite literally it was a butcher shop, where they would actually, you know, bring in the animal that they were going to slaughter, kill it there, you know, carve up the meat that would then go to all the grocery stores, and you could go in and get, you know, steaks on the cheap, hamburger, chicken, pork, you know, whatever you were eating, you could get it fairly cheap, and they accepted the link card. So we would go down and get, you know, packs of hot dogs, you know, actual, like, fresh hot dogs. Sorry. You know, whole chicken breasts, you know, 2 or 3 whole chicken breasts, 2 or 3 pounds of hamburger, you know, a couple, like, flank steaks, so basically the type of steak that you would use for, like, Salisbury steak type of a thing. And then we would go to the store and buy, like, hamburger helper to go with the hamburger, or buns if we were going to have, you know, actual hamburgers, or, you know, spaghetti noodles so we could have spaghetti and meatballs, you know what I mean? That's the intended purpose of it. But a lot of people use it to their advantage, because as long as the food isn't cooked and freshly prepared, you can use your link card. So they could come into the gas station and buy up like 12 bags of fucking Lay's potato chips, 2 cases of soda, you know, fucking 6 pounds of fucking candy, and a fucking like sandwich from the, like a cold sandwich from the deli. So like a cut up tuna fish sandwich, or, you know, well, not a cut up tuna fish sandwich, but cut up turkey sandwich, or, you know, a tuna fish sandwich or an egg salad sandwich or something like that. And they would come in and just buy up all sorts of stupid, like, snack shit. You know, because anytime there's a system in place, people are going to abuse it. You know, fucking... Oh, I'm trying to think of a real good example aside from that. Fuck, there we go. Like, any time that you get a coupon that says buy one, get one free, but, you know, we're gonna, whatever you get cheapest, you know, that's what you get for free. Well, people would come in, you know, with that coupon, and people can buy up, you know, an item for $20 and then get, you know, like an item for $19. But because the prices are so similar, basically you're getting, like, you know, the $19 one for dirt ass free. Because that's basically what it is. You know what I mean? So like I said, there's all sorts of system like that in place. Well, if I'm remembering correctly, our system isn't set for 5-hour energies to work on the link card, because a 5-hour energy is basically a frivolous fucking item. You don't need a fucking 5-hour energy. In fact, as stupid as this is to say, your food stamp link card works if you're going to buy a fucking Monster. In which, yes, a Monster isn't as good as a 5-hour energy as they like to claim in the advertisements. To me, it's all a bunch of horse shit. But that's because I don't drink caffeine that often. And that's basically all it is fucking caffeine. You know, there's some vitamins and minerals in there. But if you really want to do it, you get a fucking cup of coffee and a fucking multivitamin, and there you go. You're having the exact same thing as a 5-hour fucking energy. And guess what? It's cheaper, because if you buy coffee and make it at home, and you buy fucking multivitamins and take them while you're at home, holy fuck, it's cheaper in the long run. But what do I know? I just used to be a cashier, now I'm an unemployed jackass who sits around talking at a phone hoping people listen to him. Sorry guys, cigarette went out. So, like I said, he comes in, it's not working, he goes, well, I know there's money on here, and I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, guy, it's just, it's like the system isn't registering it. So he goes outside, hops in his car, grabs his phone, calls and checks to see how much money he has on the account. Oh, well, he has money on his card. You know, I wait on a few people, they leave, and then the guy comes back in and he starts getting belligerent with me. Well, there's money on the card, I don't know why it's not working, it should be working. And anybody who works retail knows this customer. The customer who comes in expects themselves to be all sorts of high and mighty, everyone needs to listen to them, they're right, you're wrong, they've never worked your job a day in their life, not fucking once have they worked your job. They've never worked a McDonald's or a fucking Hardee's, they've never worked a Burger King or a fucking Starbucks or anything like that. They've never worked at a gas station, they've never worked at a GameStop, they've never worked for any fucking department store, they've never worked as a cashier at a fucking grocery store, Walmart, Kmart, Target. They've never worked any type of retail. They fucking lucked out, and fucking mommy and daddy got them a job, wherever the fuck mommy and daddy work, so some fucking hospital somewhere. They've worked, you know, at a fucking a factory somewhere, so they got a factory job. You know, fucking, they worked construction, so they got them a construction job. They worked at a fucking car lot, so, you know, because, you know, dad's a mechanic and mom sits in the office all day, you know, basically drawing up paperwork for people buying up new cars, they got them a fucking job, you know, washing and detailing cars, and worked them up to, you know, fucking selling cars, you know, just any job that's, you know, basically a little bit better than working a minimum wage shit piss job to get you experience working anything, you know. Or if they did work a shit job, like, you know, as a waiter or waitress, they don't remember what it's like to actually deal with customers. So they come in and they, you know, get all snooty and, oh, well, fuck you, you don't know what you're doing. So that's what this guy basically did. He comes in and he starts freaking out on me. Now, I'm already having a bad day. So he freaks out on me and I'm like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. The system isn't working. Well, fuck you, you fat fucking piece of shit, loser, cocksucker, motherfucker. You know, you fucking wasting your life away in some, you know, menial task, fucking piece of shit, worthless ass job. Which, don't get me wrong, I worked gas stations for about a decade. You know, there was a moment in between there where I left the gas station I was working at, which was owned by one company, and then, well, I got fired from that one too, but that was for a stupid fucking reason. But, you know, I got fired, went and worked as a janitor for a while because I had janitorial experience, and then the fucking company I was working for said that they hired on for full-time. They don't. It was part-time only, so I was making next to no money. So I said, all right, look, you know, you guys are a new company. Can I come back? And they were like, maybe. And then eventually they get back a hold of me and they were like, look, there's so much shit going wrong. We got people who don't know how to show up to work. People who don't understand, you know, when you have a job, you need to show up and actually do your fucking job. It's not working out. Come on back because at least you're fucking reliable and dependable. So, you know, he's not in the wrong. So I kind of let it slide. But I'm like, you know what? I'm done dealing with you. You know, just deal with it. So I go in the back to get the fucking phone so I could call the police to have the dude fucking escorted off the property and told don't ever fucking come back. So I come back out with the phone in hand. You know, the police number's dialed. It's starting to ring. He goes, I should fucking beat your ass right now, you fucking fat, worthless piece of shit. I bet you hit like a fucking pussy. So I throw down the phone, and I walk around the counter, and I said, dude, you need to get the fuck out of this store now. And he goes, yeah, what you gonna fucking do about it? You gonna make me leave? And I said, I'm gonna stand here, and nobody's gonna be able to do anything, and everybody else is gonna beat your ass for me, because they're gonna want to be able to pay for their gas, or, you know, actually get gas, because, of course, we gotta turn on the pump, so... You know, they're gonna come in being like, what the fuck, why won't my gas pump work, how come I can't get any gas? You know, or they're already in the middle of pumping gas and they're gonna wanna pay for their shit so they can fucking leave. They're coming in to get cigarettes and they're gonna need those, and believe me, as a guy who smokes, if you don't have your smoke, you get a little pissed off because it's a fucking nicotine is a drug that sits in your brain and tells you, you need this, you need this, come on, grab it, get it. either get it or you're going to be all pissy all fucking day and tell everybody to go fuck themselves. Come on, let's go. And he's like, yeah, whatever. So he finally backs away towards the door. I take like 2 steps forward to make sure that this motherfucker is basically funneled towards the door. So the only place he can really go is out. And the motherfucker spits on me, like literally, like pushes the door halfway open, leans in, and fucking goes, and like spits on me. So I grabbed his ass up by the shirt collar to drag his ass back in the store, being like, no, no, because I know the police are on the fucking way. Your ass is staying here now. Well, I guess he took me grabbing at him to pull him back in the store so I could be like, your ass is staying here as, oh, now we're fucking throwing fists. So he reaches back and starts fucking, you know, throwing haymakers and shit, trying to hit me. So I grapple his ass and shove him up in the doorway. So, and he can't really, the only thing he can really do is either leave or stay here and fight. And we stand there and we trade some blows. He eventually runs out of, like, gets away from me, runs out the door, and not thinking, I start fucking walking after him because I'm gonna be like, that's right, fucking get off the property and never fucking come back. Well, the dude literally at a full pace sprint runs from one door to the other because the gas station that I worked at has 2 doors. One is an entrance only, the other is an exit only. So now I'm outside. The only way for me to go back inside is to walk towards this dude's car to go into the entrance door, and he's fumbling with his keys. And like a moment out of a fucking horror movie, I'm literally walking towards this guy at literally just like a, you know, slow-ass pace, just fucking walking towards him to be like, don't ever come back. And he drops his fucking keys like he's the scared fucking camp counselor Jason Voorhees is going to hack to death. And I'm like, that's not what this situation is about. I'm just telling him, get the fuck off the property. So then it dawns on me, he's trying to get into his car and drive, and I'm right in his path. This dumb motherfucker who, you know, just a second ago was, I'm a fucking badass. I can fucking throw down in a fight. And I was able to hold my own, which for once is a miracle, because I've been in 3 fights in my entire life, and each time I've gotten my ass kicked. Like, I could take a punch, kinda, but not that well. So, I'm realizing this motherfucker who was talking shit about, I'm gonna kick your ass, and basically got punked out, is now getting into a vehicle where he could quite literally, from the distance that we're at, which is maybe like 3 or 4 yards away. So, for our international viewers, it's maybe, you know, 3 or 4 meters away, roughly. But for anybody, you know, here in the good old US of A, because America, because I'm going to beat that stereotype into the ground real quick. Talking too much again. But, yeah, it's maybe, you know, 12, 15 feet, maybe, you know. Something like that, or no, it'd be like 9, 12 feet away, something like that. Even so, if he gets in and slams on the gas, normal acceleration into a top speed is usually like 0 to 60 in about anywhere between 6 to 10 seconds for any vehicle, and I mean any vehicle. Usually if you have a bigger truck and, you know, you're carrying like a load of dog shit, so if you're helping your buddy move and you got, you know, a couch, a bed, and a dresser in the back of your truck, it might be a little bit longer, but average speed, especially considering the fact that this dude's in a hatchback car, 0 to 60, and I'm gonna say terrible timing, maybe about 12 seconds. Well, 12 seconds is about how long it would take for him to run my ass over. So he could quite literally, at the very least, get up to fucking 40 miles an hour and run me the fuck over. And I'd basically become broken and bloody. Like, not quite red paste, but definitely broken and bloody. And especially since I'm smart enough, because I've watched enough movies and behind-the-scenes shit, I know that if a car's coming at you, jump, throw your hip into it, and roll your back at the hood. So that way then when you hit, your back hits the windshield. If you do it right, your shoulder blades will take all the impact. You'll have sore fucking arms for a few days. Your back will be a little bit fucked up, but one, you'll survive, depending on how fast the car's going. This is at about roughly 40 miles an hour, which is, you know, decent road speed. But you'll get hit, you'll survive, you might have a few broken bones, you'll be bruised up, but because you'll survive, not only will you be able to, you know, yeah, that's my attacker, but then at the same time, you know, they'll have to pay for all your medical shit on top of your insurance. So I'm like, nope, I'm not even going to attempt getting run over because my back's already fucked. I'm going to stop this guy. So I walk up, and I basically do the same thing that happened to a fight with me, our disembodied voice, Bill's girlfriend at the time, and this random dude that we, you know, had met who was riding his bike around in a fucking parking lot asking people to basically give him a ride home. The dude walked up as Jeremy was getting into the driver's side of his car, fucking shoulder-chucked the car door, pinned Jeremy in between the car door and the car, and started punching him in the face type of thing. Now, the only difference here is I did the same thing, and I pinned the guy in between the car. With the fight where we got into with the dumb motherfucker, he hit Jeremy into the side of the car, and Jeremy's head bounced off the roof of the car, the door of the car, the seat of the car, and then, like, the railing of the car, like, where you would go to step out. There's usually, like, a little lip where the door actually gets inserted when you close the door, and his head bashed off that, too, so the dude reached down, grabbed him by the throat, picked him up, and then pinned him up against the car and started beating his ass. Well, like I said, I didn't want to get run over, so I pinned this motherfucker in his car door, and I'm like, you know, I hit him, and I'm like, don't fucking try to run me over, and I hit him again, and I'm like, fucking stay off my property, and I hit him again, and I'm like, fucking knock it the fuck off. To which he breaks away and fucking moves, and I go to throw a headbutt and complete whiff, but, you know, desperation attack just to keep him the fuck off me. So eventually the dude goes, well, look, man, I was just talking shit because, you know, I've had a rough fucking day. And I'm like, I've had a rough fucking day too, guy. You gotta understand, you can't just come walking in and start giving people a whole bunch of dog shit just because you're having a bad day. You need to learn to take a fucking second and cool down. And he goes, all right, whatever. And I'm like, you know, whatever. So we shake hands. I'm like, look, I'll be the bigger man here. I'm sorry if I pissed you off even further. You know, just fucking, you know, shake my hand. We'll call it even and just don't come back. And he says, okay, fine. So he shakes my hand, drives away, and I go inside. I wait on a few customers. The cops show up. They're giving me a quick once over to make sure, you know, I'm good to go. You know, they file their report. You know, because I basically followed the guy outside, they called it no contest, because while, yes, he was speaking fighting words and got me fired up, the fact that I followed his ass outside to his vehicle makes it my fault as well, so they just called no contest. Now, my boss has me file an incident report. I write it all down, and she goes, okay, here's what's going to happen. She goes, unfortunately, because you walked around the counter, I have to fire you. She goes, if you would have stayed behind the counter, even with the guy fucking gloating and being, you know, a complete asshole, if he would have walked around the counter to actually instigate it, I could have counted it as you were defending yourself, and it just would have been a verbal warning, you know, don't let an asshole come in and be an asshole. I said, okay, whatever. So I was basically fired on the spot. Now, it was the middle of the week, so I basically had like a half a week's paycheck coming on top of what I had left from my actual paycheck. So for the last couple months, it's been a pain in my ass. I've had no money coming in. I eventually ran out of fucking cigarettes, which I'm about to again, which thank God I still have a couple bucks in my wallet. So I had to go to Mega Replay, which is a store here in town where you could basically, it's like a pawn shop for video games. Like, not quite GameStop levels, but there is a bit of a franchise. Like, it started in Bloomington. One of the guys who helped start it didn't think they were running it a certain way, so he moved and went to Peoria and set up a Peoria shop where they run it that dude's way, and they both keep the name, but technically neither one of them has any affiliation with the other because both of them are being a bunch of petty pricks. No offense to them, but that's basically what it is. Because I've been to the fucking one in Peoria, and I've been to the one in Bloomington. I knew about the Bloomington one first, which is how I know the fucking Bloomington started it. But I've been to the Bloomington one and, you know, sold some shit and got some store credit, and then went to come over to the Peoria one to, you know, use my in-store credit, and they said, sorry, we can't do that. And I'm like, why the fuck not? You guys are both Mega Replay. And they're like, yeah, but we're Mega Replay Peoria. That's Mega Replay Bloomington. You gotta use the Bloomington's in-store credit, because, since you sold shit over there, it's on their dime, not ours. And it's like, wow, go fuck yourself. But basically, I had to go to Mega and sell, like, 3 or 4 PS4 games, a couple of my Blu-rays, which, thank God, they were newer Blu-rays, so it was like X-Men Apocalypse and Star Wars Force Awakens, which already used the digital code, so I still technically have those movies. I can watch them at any point in time. But I had to get rid of, you know, like I said, a bunch of games and some movies, and I ended up walking out with, like, almost $100, which for me is a good thing. Because, you know, like I said, gas and smokes. And that was a few weeks ago. So the fact that I'm down to, like, my last $20 is actually a good thing, considering the fact that we've been to the movies a couple times and gone out to eat, because anytime we get together to hang out, we usually go out to eat. And thank God everybody's usually good about, you know, helping me out since I have no money. But like I said, it's just, it's been a giant pain in the ass. And then, of course, the job hunt, which Scott's been on the job hunt for a while because, you know, he's made perfectly clear he works at GameStop, but the store he works at sucks. They don't promote from within. They've hired managers from other stores to basically come in and be the manager of his store. Anytime he gets a new manager, they fuck with his hours, so he only gets, like, 1 or 2 days a week, which 1 or 2 days a week equates to $40 worth of a paycheck type of thing. You know, so $40 off of a paycheck doesn't do shit, especially when you got bills to pay. You know, fucking his mom fell while she was at home and ended up having to go to the hospital, in which he didn't realize that most insurance companies, almost all of them, do not cover an ambulance ride. If you get struck by a car, yeah, let's just say that you're walking across the street to get your mail. Like, your mailbox is across the street for whatever fucking reason. So you're walking across the street, and some asshole turns out of their fucking driveway and isn't paying attention and fucking hits your ass and breaks both your legs, and they have to call, you know, fucking the emergency crew, and an ambulance shows up to take you to the hospital. Unless you flat out say, no, I'm fine, don't worry about it, I got somebody coming, they'll get me to the emergency room. As soon as that ambulance picks your ass up, your insurance isn't going to cover that. And the ambulance bill is usually like $3,000 to $4,000, even if you live right next door to a hospital. Like, even if, you know, your broken, bloody legs, you know, you could still fucking army crawl your ass to, like, the front door of the ER, and it'll only take you, like, 20 minutes to crawl your ass down the fucking street to the fucking emergency room door and be like, somebody get me a wheelchair and get me into the emergency room. I broke my fucking legs and I might be bleeding internally. You know what I mean? It would still cost you $3,000 to $4,000 just to get your ass to the emergency room. Like, at one point in time, I was driving to work, some asshole literally, it's like a one-lane road. Well, it's a two-lane road, but I mean, it's like one way going north and one way going south. And some asshole literally crowded the yellow line, like the yellow center line. So I slid over, so that way then he wouldn't hit me. And as I was trying to get back, one of my rear tires hit like a pothole divot on the side of the shoulder and kicked rocks up underneath of my tires, and it forced me to fishtail, go sideways, and roll my car into a ditch, which thank God it only rolled the one time. So it was literally like hit passenger side, hit roof, I'm upside down looking out the windshield going, I don't want to be fucking upside down, please put me right side up. And all of a sudden the car like just hits passenger side and then comes to a complete stop, right side up, but all my shit is dented the fuck in. Like, the windshield is completely, like, spidered. You know what I mean? Like, if you break your phone, you know how it does, like, a fucking spider web
on the screen. Yeah, my windshield was literally spiderwebbed. My door, my driver's side door was so fucked up, I couldn't even open it. I literally had to kick out the passenger side door. Thank God somebody pulled up to, like, help try to pry the door open as I literally kicked it open. You know, fucking everything that was inside my car. So my lunch, the spare change I kept in the center console, my ashtray, you know, the MP3 player I had, all of them, because they had gone upside down and slammed and moved around. Everything was just all sort of a jumbled mess. You know, luckily the only thing that I had on my person that was important was my phone and my wallet, so those were still in my pockets. But I ended up losing a whole bunch of shit. Like I said, you know, the spare change, which equated to a couple bucks. My MP3 player ended up missing. I swear that MP3 player, though, I ended up bringing home, and I think it got stolen by one of my stepsister's friends, but that's another story. You know, but because the ambulance had showed up, and I got in, that right there was already a $3,000, $4,000 bill. The only thing that got me out of that bill was a matter of the insurance that I had at the time, because it counted as an emergency, like, because it was a vehicle wreck. They actually, they dropped it down to only being like $400 or $500, which luckily, I think that was around tax time, so I had that money. So I was able to pay that bill off. So, you know, like I said, it's just, it's been a giant pain in the ass for all of us. Like I said, Scotty's got bills. You know, Bill and Shane have had bills, Jeremy's had bills, fucking Greg, one of the people we don't talk about, who's basically our producer, and puts forward a lot of the money to go in towards, like, the web space and that. He's had bills, like, you know, when his kid was born, you know, everything leading up to the kid being born, you know, now that the kid's born, clothes and shit like that. Like, we've all had bills that we've had to deal with. So, Scott, like I said, Scotty's been on the job hunt because, you know, 4 days worth of work on a 2-week paycheck is jacking shit. So, everybody's been kind of on, like, the lookout for us for jobs and shit that we can get to, you know, shit like that. And luckily for me, I ended up buying a laptop around tax time, so I've been able to sit down on my own time and actually fill out job applications. And I actually got an interview the other day with Aflac to sell Aflac insurance to companies and shit. And I'm not really keen on the idea because what they said is, you know, set your own hours. So whenever I feel like getting up off my ass and actually going out and, you know, going to different companies and being like, hey, do you guys have Aflac insurance? Can I interest anybody in some? You know, because there are days where I'm a lazy prick and I don't feel like getting, you know, up out of my room to do anything. I mean, shit, I haven't even taken a shower today, to be completely honest. And I've been up since noon, and it's almost 5 o'clock. So that's 5 hours plus the day before, where it was hot as fuck, you know, driving in my truck that has no air conditioning to a job interview, sitting and, you know, doing, like, the presentational portion, in which case I gotta go back on, if I'm still up for it, I could tell them on Monday, yeah, sure, you know, go ahead and sign me up and go in for an actual one-on-one interview, where then they will determine on whether I'm actual candidate material or not and hire me. But, you know, that's literally almost 24-plus hours of sitting around in my own filth, which the only upside to that is I still have to do laundry. So anybody's like, oh, my God, that's fucking disgusting. Don't worry, I still got to do my laundry, which includes washing my sheets and blankets because it's been a couple weeks and it's time to do that anyway. So don't worry, I'm not a complete disgusting pig, but like I said, there's days where I don't even feel like getting up to go take a piss in the morning. You know, I'd rather lay in bed to a point where my bladder goes, either you piss or I'm going to explode, and I'm like, all right, fine, I don't want to deal with that, I'll go take a piss. You know, there are days where I don't even feel like, my back started hurting, so I needed to stretch. But, you know, there's days where I don't even feel like, you know, doing anything, like play a game, check anything on my phone, you know, anything. So like I said, that's going to be my only downside to it. But like I said, for me, that's at least a plus, Because it's a decent job that actually becomes a career over time if I feel like sticking with it. And then at the same time, I'm still waiting on a call from Caterpillar, because as soon as they get around to hiring the next class, if I'm lucky, because literally everybody in the group who works for Caterpillar has put in a good word for both me and Nick, and possibly Scotty, but at the same time, Scotty's problem comes down to a matter of when he took the review, he hit a question wrong, and it basically fucked him. So he's got to wait another year until they go to hire again. But for, like, me and Nick, considering, you know, mine came back as, yeah, that's good shit. And Nick, as far as we know, his has come back saying, yeah, he's good to go. You know, they've put in good words for us. So who knows, you know, maybe here at the end of the month when they decide to call and be like, yeah, we're done training in the new class, come in and, you know, be the next wave of people, I might be able to get on there. So I have two potential jobs just kind of sitting on the back burner. So I don't have to look too hard, but I still have to look just in case that shit's falling through for me. But like I said, it's been a giant pain in the ass, all because one dude came in and decided to throw a fucking hissy fit over a 5-hour fucking energy drink. That would basically be the exact same thing as if you have a 3-year-old, you go over to, like, your brother or sister's house, and their 2 or 3-year-old is sitting around playing with fucking Legos, and your kid walks up and fucking goes to start playing with Legos, but because, you know, your nephew or niece decided to grab up a green block, your kid throws a hissy fit because, I wanted the green block, I need it for the grass around my house I'm building. What? How is this an argument? Sit down, shut up, don't worry about it, calm your tits, you'll be alright. It's not the end of the world, just calm down. But for most people, you know, there are certain things that fucking just trigger them to be pissed off. Like I said, I can't remember what the fuck this dude said to me that fucking triggered me, and then I think it was something like, you stupid redneck fuck. And as a punk fucking metalhead type of guy, that shit pisses me off to no end. Because I've got rednecks in my family. They're decent people. But most of the rednecks that, you know, I deal with on a normal basis are your stereotypical, you know, ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding type of backwoods hillbilly rejects. And I'm almost certain that's what that guy was fucking getting at, and that shit just pisses me off simply from a standpoint of, I have redneck in my family. We're not like that. We're not fucking backwood hillbilly. If you wanted, you know, make fun of backwood hillbilly, that's fine. Even we make fun of backwood fucking hillbilly. But for fuck's sakes, don't drag a man's fucking family into their, you know, into a fucking argument where you're being a cocksucker. That's just not fucking a polite thing to do. I don't care how pissed off you are. There's several things that you don't bring up when you're in a fucking argument with somebody. You don't bring up loved ones, whether that be spouses, girlfriends, boyfriends, family members, you know, even their pet. You don't drag them into it. And then at the same time, you also don't drag in fucking politics or religion. Unless you're having an actual debate based off of politics or religion, in which case that's a debate and not a fucking argument fist fight. You also try not to bring up class unless the motherfucker's some dumb rich cocksucker who's quite literally flaunting cash like, look at me, I'm a dumb rich cocksucker, I'm just gonna throw this wad of money around because I can. Then you'd be like, look, you're being an asshole. Stop being an asshole. You know, but that's a different thing. That's not fist fight worthy. That's just, look, guys, stop being an ass. Nobody cares. But, like I said, it's just been one of those things that's been bugging the shit out of me, is basically trying to continue being type of thing. Like, I don't want to say trying to continue living my life, because I'm still continuing living my life. It's just, it's hard to, like, continue being.
You know, I have no money for food. The only thing that's been saving me is my parents have been understanding, because of course I'm stuck living at home again. But my parents have been understanding in the fact of, I have no job, I have no money. Get up off your ass and get a fucking job. While you're living here at home, clean up around the house. You know, do some vacuuming, do some dishes, you know, fucking do our laundry. You know, clean up after us, clean the bathroom, you know, help out around the house as much as you can. Okay, that's cool, I'm fine with it. You know, and then they've been buying, you know, random shit food, you know, quick stuff to snack on, like, you know, hot dogs, corn dogs, every now and again, get a pizza, get some chips, bags of popcorn, you know, Pop-Tarts, just random shit that I could sit down and be like, okay, I'm gonna have, you know, a couple hot dogs, alright, that's my meal for the day. You know, here's a bowl of cereal, that's what I'm gonna eat right now, and then I'll come back later when I'm actually hungry. You know, just random, you know, little shit around the house that I could be like, okay, you know, I'm gonna eat today. Whereas if I was stuck on my own, you know, no fucking job, you know, no money to pay bills, I would be all sorts of fucked. Like, you know, I could keep going, but it's a hardship. Like, I've quite literally almost been homeless like 4 times in my life now. And a good portion of that is my own fucked up fault, because, you know, I got into situations that I shouldn't have gotten myself into. But this one's especially a pain in the ass, because it's shit that, you know, while yes, I could control some aspects of it, I couldn't control that person. Not that I want to, because controlling people's a fucking shitty thing to do, but I can't control how he was gonna fucking react to me saying, sorry guy, our system won't let you buy a frivolous thing using money that's meant to help people. You know, that would be like a fucking dude running a charity, stealing money from the charity, and then going and buying a fucking $50,000 car. But because this guy is the face of the charity, which is supposed to be a non-for-profit, him walking in being like, yeah, I got fucking $50,000, let me buy up this car, and you going, don't you work for a fucking charity that doesn't pay you any fucking money? How do you have this money? No, I'm not selling you the fucking car. And then him freaking the fuck out because, it's my fucking money. I deserve this fucking money, so I'm going to, you know, spend it the way I fucking deserve to spend it. I'm sorry, your argument seems completely invalid to me. You deserve this money, so it's your money. You're going to spend it how you want. But the money you have has this fucking limit on it that says how you can spend your money. Okay, then. So like I said, the fact that he freaked out, I couldn't control it. Now, I could have controlled my anger better when the dude fucking spit on me. I could have just leaned out the door and been like, don't fucking ever come back. And waited to see what this motherfucker was driving, you know, poking my head out, seeing what this motherfucker was driving. So that way then I can either try to get a license plate or be like, oh yeah, you know, this asshole's driving to this. I need you to, you know, basically issue him a fucking citation saying, you know, do not fucking come on the property or you'll be considered trespassing and locked in jail. But I didn't. I lost my cool, and that wasn't fucking cool. Even I can admit that wasn't fucking cool. But, you know, fucking in between that, trying to find a job, dealing with unemployment, which has been a real cocksucker because unemployment almost never wants to fucking pay you. You know, it's just been a giant pain in my ass. And don't get me wrong, I'm doing the best I can. I'm still trying to, you know, help out and fucking get episodes done for you guys. You know, I'm still trying to, you know, basically be able to not think about what happened, even though it's still on my mind. Like, like I said, it's been a month or two, and it's still literally fresh on my mind. Like, every night before I go to bed, I get that same thing everybody does, that, well, what if I would have done this? What if this would have happened? What if I would have done that? You know, what if the dude would have actually, I wouldn't have noticed, and the guy wouldn't have dropped his keys, and he would have gotten the car and run my ass over? You know, would it have been, well, of course it would have been different, because especially if I would have survived that shit, I'd be all sorts of, like, I'd still have my job, but I'd be all sorts of fucked up, you know? The guy would be in fucking jail and having to pay my fucking medical bills, you know? Shit like that, but, you know, you constantly think about that shit. You know, you've had an ex in your life where you thought of, okay, well, what if I wouldn't have met that person? Would my life have been better? Would I have met somebody better sooner? You know, was being in that relationship actually worth my time? You know, what could I have done right, you know, better to make that relationship last longer? What could I have done differently to, you know, basically would I have been able to see what was coming, you know, especially if it was a bad breakup, you know, would I have been able to see, you know, the fact that they were cheating on me or that they were just, you know, a toxic person and I should have got the fuck away from them, you know. You always think about these things. But then the problem also comes down to a matter of, without those instances in our lives, we wouldn't be on the path that we're on now. You know, at the end of the day, you're born, you live, you die. The beginning and the end are finite. You were born. It happened. So you just have to deal with the fact that you exist. You're gonna die. No matter what happens, you're gonna die. I don't care about any of this fucking eternal youth dog shit. I don't care about any of this immortality bullshit. Everybody wants to live for fucking ever for fear of their own death. You just simply have to man up, or woman up, and fucking deal with the fact that it's gonna happen. No matter what, it's gonna happen. You're gonna be hit by a car, you're gonna get on a plane where they didn't fucking fuel it up properly and it's gonna go down. Some asshole's gonna walk outside of his house with an automatic weapon and fucking decide to start shooting up the neighborhood. You're gonna go to a Burger King where some asshole's had a bad day and decided he's gonna take it out on Burger King and everybody there. Some asshole's not gonna have enough money because they don't know how to fucking get a job and work at a job, or they're gonna get that fucking desperate because they're in, you know, dire straits. You know, their kid's in the hospital with cancer, they're not gonna know how to pay the fucking bill. So they're gonna walk into a bank with a fucking automatic rifle and be like, hey, give me all the money. Unless you live outside of the United States in a country where, you know, guns are banned, in which even then, they could still get their hands on a gun, it's just gonna cost them a hell of a lot of money. In which case, if they already have a hell of a lot of money to buy that fucking gun, why are they freaked out about their kid having cancer? They have enough money to buy a gun, they can split a fucking hospital bill. But still, my point remains valid. Somebody is gonna walk up and you're either gonna be shot to death, stabbed to death, blown up in an explosion, burnt to a crisp because, you know, you got into a car wreck, survived it, but your car did not, so your car catches fire, you know, a plane's gonna fall out of the sky, a bomb's gonna go off, you're gonna be driving over a bridge and the bridge is gonna collapse, you're gonna be walking, you know, along a path and a fucking sinkhole's gonna fall out underneath of your feet, and you're gonna, you know, plummet 20 feet, you know, and fall down and break your leg, and nobody's gonna fucking know because you're in a park, in an area that nobody goes to in the park, and after, you know, a few days, you're gonna die of dehydration, if not starvation, depending upon how skinny or fat you are, you know. It's just, it's a thing that's gonna happen, and I don't mean to be morbid here at the end, but when you have a lot of free time, you think about this shit. And like I said, it's gonna happen. It will. It's bound to happen. You will die. Whether it be of old age, which that could be a pain in the ass, because old age could be, you know, 45 and a fucking heart attack. Or it could be 60 years old and you die of a stroke. You know, or you can make it to, you know, old age and go to bed one night and just never wake the fuck up. You could be in the middle of having sex with somebody, and right as you come, you keel over dead. You know, your organs could fail, cancer, you know, there's a meteorite could fall out of the sky and you never fucking see it coming. You know, there's all sorts of ways to die, but at the same time, while there is, you know, a million ways to die, there's a million ways to live. And usually running around as, you know, a bitter, grumpy person, it's not a good way to live. You know, and especially if you're gonna come in and be pissed off because you're having a bad fucking day, or something doesn't go your way, I can understand being a little, you know, frustrated. Being frustrated is one thing. Coming in and throwing a fucking hissy fit temper tantrum, simply based off the fact that you're not getting your way, that one, says all sorts of shit about your psyche, but two, if you're having that bad of a day, Don't even go out. Don't do shit. Literally go straight home, sit down, turn on the TV, pop in a movie, play a fucking video game, fucking go to the internet, you know, and watch a porno and jerk off. You know, fucking do something calming and relaxing. Go take a walk around the block. You know, go for a drive. You know, go find a backcountry road where there's not very many people out and just go for a drive. Go for a jog. Have a walk. Hell, most people don't think about it, but most areas, you can go to your local cemetery and literally walk around the cemetery. I know it's like, you know, that seems completely disgusting and morbid, but think about it. How many people are at the fucking cemetery? Nobody. There's quite literally next to nobody. In fact, a friend of mine who lives down the street from me, she used to go for walks. Well, she didn't want to go to the park, because everybody and their brother's at the park. And, you know, a bunch of dudes would probably come running up trying to hit on her. Or she'd have to deal with people driving around the park, because a lot of people cut through the park, so that way then they could get from one side of town to the other. You know, it's like, no, fuck that. We're going to the cemetery. We're going to walk. And I'm like, to the cemetery? She's like, yeah, the cemetery. I'm like, why? She's like, because there's next to nobody there other than other people who are walking and jogging. Alright, fair enough, we'll go up to the cemetery. So we, like, several times, we've been up to the cemetery and just walked around. It's actually a nice, quiet, peaceful place. That's the reason why it's a cemetery. Nobody wants to go there because it's morbid. No, it's not. It's a part of life. It happens. I mean, yeah, it sucks it happens, but it happens. You know? So like I said, it's just one of those things that's been getting to me lately where it seems like everybody hasn't quite figured out the one thing that you need to figure out in life, and that's just sit back, take time, and relax. If you're having a bad day, calm down. Go get a cheeseburger. Sit down and eat. Order a pizza. Watch a movie. Drink a beer. Jerk off. Go fuck somebody. You know, roll a joint and smoke some weed. You know, fucking do whatever you do to fucking calm yourself down. There's too much shit, too much violence, and too much anger in this world as it is. I'm not saying that we need to sit down and be a peaceful, calm bunch and sit around singing Kumbaya and love one another. No. It's fine to be empathetic towards a person, but you must know when you're being taken advantage of, and you must know when you need to be angry in a situation. When I got pissed off during our incident at work, excuse me, and I put air quotes around incident there. I know you guys can't see it since this is audio. But when I got pissed off, I had reason. This guy's calling me names, you know, he's making fun of my family, he's making fun of my upbringing. A good portion of that I don't give a fuck about, but he just keeps on going and keeps on going and keeps on going and keeps pushing. And eventually, you have to learn to push back. But this dude coming in and being pissed off because, yes, he has money, but our system doesn't allow him to buy a 5-hour energy off of a fucking link card, which is government money, given to the poor and, you know, defenseless. You know, it's given out to fucking, given out to help kids, it's given out to help elderly people who can't afford to, you know, eat anymore because, you know, Social Security and their retirement doesn't give them really much wiggle room when it comes to their money. They still gotta pay taxes, you know, they still gotta pay car insurance, you know, they still have a bunch of bills they gotta pay, phone bill, internet, cable, you know, anything that they're using they basically have to pay for. You know, most old folks, they've made something of themselves, so, you know, they actually have, you know, property taxes, and, you know, they gotta pay for upkeep on their house, there's water, sewage, garbage pickup, you know, electricity like everybody, you know, that shit just happens. So it's meant to help children and the elderly and people who are underprivileged, and they really need to be able to survive so they can actually go to work. They might have a job, but their job is so shit that their money goes towards bills and not food. Okay, that's fine. I get that. I put up with that situation before. I know how shitty it is. I get it. But when you come in buying something frivolous and you get pissed off because it's not working, Especially when I'm about to suggest, well, there's a gas station down the street. There's gas stations up the street. The gas stations up the street, there's also a CVS, a Kroger's, a fucking, you know, a Walgreens, a Rite Aid. You know, there's all sorts of other businesses other than ours. I don't want to give business away to other people, but if you're just going to buy 1 5-hour energy off of government money, the fuck do I care? Go somewhere else. It's not like the job I'm about to have if I go the Aflac route where I'm selling you insurance that goes, you know, it's money that goes into your pocket instead of a fucking doctor, you know, with your Blue Cross Blue Shield or, you know, your fucking Medicaid, Medicare, anything like that. It goes towards the doctors. This money goes towards you for while you're up in the hospital with a broken leg and can't go to work. You know what I mean? Like, it's slightly different. And I know I'm giving you guys the sales pitch here, but like I said, I'm just trying to, you know, explain to you why I would want to do this. So, like I said, it's completely different from that. You know, like I said, if I'm in retail, hey, can I get this 5-hour energy? Yeah. Oh, looks like your money's not working. Well, what the fuck? Go somewhere else, man. They sell the same shit. Whereas with this, Aflac is the only one who does that. So, hey, you know, take it or leave it. I can't really tell you to go elsewhere other than to tell you to go talk to, like, Jimmy, who also sells Aflac insurance because, you know, Jimmy's a cool dude. And, you know, if you're not liking my sales pitch, maybe Jimmy can get you set up better than I can. You know what I mean? Just shit like that. So, like I said, it's one of those things where if you go to the grocery store and you go to buy a loaf of bread, and the loaf of bread you buy is fucking stale and old and moldy, you're not going to buy bread from there. But that's not to say that you can't go to another fucking grocery store and buy up a fucking loaf of bread. You can't stop off at a gas station and buy up a fucking loaf of bread. Most places that sell food will still sell you a loaf of fucking bread. If you can't get it here, go somewhere the fuck else. It's not the end of the world. It sucks that you have to make another stop, but it is not the end of your universe. Take a step back. Take a breath. Calm down. Pick up smoking because it causes you to need to take a breath and calm down. It's a terrible thing to say, and smoking sucks a dick. But if you need to calm the fuck down, and you don't know how, smoke, motherfucker. I don't care if you smoke cigarettes or vape. Calm down. Take a step back. Relax. Gather your thoughts and opinions and realize what is most important to you. And I'm sorry I got a little preachy there near the end, and I'm sorry I got a little philosophical. I don't mind delving into the philosophical aspects as much. So, I mean, if you guys didn't enjoy it, then tell me to knock it the fuck off, and I'll knock it the fuck off. Because this is basically the end of the episode.
We've reached our hour. Technically, I don't have to. I just had a good chunk of shit to say here on this episode, and I'm sorry if the audio seems off. I just picked up my phone because I need to take a piss and go check on the dishes and make sure that they've soaked properly so I can wash some goddamn dishes and have a clean fucking plate and spoon and knife and fork. Ugh. And, you know, clean pots and pans to cook shit in. Ooh, wait, no, it's Friday. We'll see if my dad decides to go get Chinese or if he's going to end up going and getting a pizza. Because I'm almost out of smokes. And I got 20-something bucks on me, so that's either 3 packs of smokes or I can deal with 2 packs of smokes for right now and just toss him a few bucks to go get something from Pizza Hut or McDonald's or wherever the fuck he goes to get food. Anyway. So like I said, you know, this is just something to, you know, sit down and talk about. Like I said, if you got topics where you guys would like, you know, opinions voiced, like I said, I got nothing but free time. If it's a subject I would need to look shit up, I can do research on beforehand. If it's just general bitching you guys want to do, then cool, go ahead, send an email to, you know, What's Up Fandom Night. I'll see if I can get Jeremy to give me the passwords to the emails on that. And who knows, maybe next time I'll actually be able to read you guys' comments and discuss them with you.
Like I said, you know, here at Fandom Night, we have the different Facebook stuff, all the different Facebook groups. Excuse me, now that I'm remembering what the hell I'm actually supposed to be saying here. But yeah, we have the different Facebook groups where you guys can sit down and talk with us. We don't have a What's Up Fandom Night, but that's because that's the actual normal Fandom Night page. You know, just fucking throw out a comment and, you know, we can get the dialogue going. Or, like I said, shoot an email and we'll sit down and talk or, you know, whatever. Like I said, this is just a chance for me to, you know, come in here and talk and, you know, discuss different things like, you know, what's going on with me personally, you know, talk about any shows that I'm watching, anything that's, you know, good, bad, ugly, you know, recommendations like I did on the last one, but the last one was just going to be a quick recommendation. I was also going to recommend a voice recording app for your phone so and you guys could start up your own podcast because, you know, a good portion of you guys actually want to get in on this, and I mean literally in on what we're doing. Well, you don't need to join us to do what we're doing. Grab up your own friends, sit down and record episodes, you know. Try not to cover Sentai because that's our big thing. That's my only thing I'm going to give you guys a heads up on is, you know, please don't. That's kind of our shtick, and that's how we're, you know, basically that's the one thing that might give us money here one of these days if we can get some ad contracts going. But, like I said, you know, sky's the limit. You guys want to do, you know, a podcast where you talk about fucking Dragon Ball Z, do it. You guys want to do a podcast where you guys talk about wrestling like Scotty and I do with the Wrestling Corner, do it. You guys want to sit down and talk video games like everybody and the brother does, go ahead. You know, you guys want to talk old school cartoons like fucking Looney Tunes type of stuff, just fucking do it, man. Like, that's literally, that's all it takes. Get up off your ass and do it. You know, we don't have to be consumers, we can be producers as well. And, you know, you can produce your own content. You know, it's up to you to find an audience and actually, you know, get people paying attention. Which, kind of like I said, that's the reason why I stopped off of YouTube and, you know, stopped off Twitch. I wasn't finding an audience. So I said, I'm not going to waste any more time or effort on this. I'm going to focus my energy towards something else. Which is what I did. So like I said, I'm not trying to be discouraging here. It's just, you got to find your own thing. And that's kind of my thing, is, you know, solving people's problems. Like, I've thought about it a few times while I've been on a job hunt, you know, before when I got fired, before I started working as a janitor. And this time, now that I'm fired, I've thought about it a few times of, you know, fucking getting a grant, going back to school, and, you know, trying to become a fucking psychologist. Because it seems like anytime anybody's got a problem, they always come to me. I mean, not always, but, you know, a good portion of the time, everybody usually comes to me with, you know, I'm having troubles with this, I'm having troubles with that, I need an outsider's perspective. And that's really the number one thing I can offer is outsider's perspective. You know what I mean? Like, if you're having troubles with, you know, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, I'll let you guys come to me and, you know, be like, hey, this is going on, what should I do, type of a thing. Or if you're having troubles in your life, you know, fucking grandma's sick, you know, fucking mom's in the hospital, you know, dad had a heart attack the other day, fucking, you know, my kid's freaking out all the time, you know, I've got a pet and the pet's, you know, fucking weird. You know what I mean? And I don't mean like it's a weird pet, like you've got like a chinchilla or something. I mean, like, you've got, you know, like, a pet dog that at 3 o'clock in the morning is up barking at nothing. You know, like, I'll try to help you guys out with, you know, look, here's what you do. Because, like I said, that's usually my good thing, is I'm the advice man. So, this is just a test here, see how this works. And get some of my own opinions out. If you guys like the show, like I said, get a hold of us and let us know what's up. If you guys don't like this show, tell me to fucking knock it off and get back to fucking watching Supernatural and reviewing all 12 fucking seasons that are up on Netflix. Or rewatch all of Futurama and fucking review Futurama. Fucking watch and review Animaniacs. Fucking find a new movie and review that movie. You know, we want to hear you guys' opinion on fucking Wonder Woman, which, like I said, maybe I might be able to get some of the other guys in on this. And we can do some more talking, even though that'd basically be more of a what's up, but who fucking knows, like I said, you know, we'll see how this goes. But for right now, I've been Seth Sario Lovell, and That's all I got to say.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.